From NPR News, this is All Things Considered. I'm Robert Siegel.
And I'm Melissa Block. In Iraq, U.S. forces took extra precautions today. It's a now-banned holiday, marking the Ba'ath Party's rise to power in 1968. No major incidents were reported. Some 6,000 former Iraqi army officers spent the day waiting in long lines and filling out paperwork to get a $100 emergency stipend from American forces. The payment comes as U.S. officials are gearing up to start recruiting for a new Iraqi National Army. From Baghdad, NPR's Eric Westervelt reports.
Thousands of thick-waisted, middle-aged Iraqi men queue up outside the former Al Muthanna Airport in central Baghdad. The line snakes for half a mile. All along the crowded street, dozens of boys hawk water, straw hats, and cold Pepsi. Men drape newspapers and handkerchiefs over their heads in a futile attempt to guard against the brutal midday sun. Lieutenant Colonel Imad Fadl shakes his hand in frustration.
And we are staying in the sun for hours, and we suspect maybe 4 hours again. You know our suffering. This is four months we are suffering. There is no government, there is no solutions. Give me the solution.
The U.S. hopes the $100 bills offer at least a temporary solution to the rampant frustration among Iraqi officers. And while they won't turn the money down, many here say the handout is deeply humiliating. Lieutenant Colonel Al-Sami complains that passersby are mocking the once respected officers.
Why do they disrespect us? People are coming and they're laughing and making fun of us in the streets. They are like making fun of us so that the people see these are the Iraqi officers that are suffering under the sun. There's no respect.
Half dancing to the beat of his boombox, an American soldier playfully waves a metal detector wand over the outstretched arms of confused-looking Iraqis. It's one of several security and paperwork checkpoints officers have to pass through on the way to getting paid. Major Anthony Turpin is the operations officer with the 1st Armored Division's 1-6 Infantry. Before any Iraqi officer gets paid, Major Turpin notes, they also have to sign a de-Ba'athification form rejecting Saddam Hussein's party.
It basically says that, that the terms of which they're going to be paid include denouncing the Ba'ath Party, renouncing violence and all illegal forms of expression, and accepting that any violent or illegal behavior or a false statement during the stipend process will disqualify him from future stipends. Period.
Major Turpin says it will be early August before all of the regular Iraqi officers and soldiers get their stipend. After that, he says, it's not clear when the next payday might come.
The plan right now is to continue the stipend payments on what level or how frequent. I don't have the answer to that. Maybe even as we start the new Iraqi Corps, a military that will be main purpose is for the defense of the country of Iraq. Mm-hmm. And so some of these people may become part of that, but I'm not sure.
But it's not at all clear that the stipend will do anything to make officers want to join a new Iraqi National Army. With a fresh $100 bill in hand after a long wait, Colonel Rahed Abed is still dispirited about the future.
We lost before the war and we lost after the war. It's just losing. We are just in the process of losing everything.
Others, such as Lieutenant Colonel Al-Sami, are convinced a new U.S.-trained army will serve only American interests in the Middle East.
I believe that the Americans will form an Iraqi army on their model to defend the Americans and to defend Israel, perhaps even attacking and going to war with Palestinians. That kind of army I will not join.
Perhaps U.S. organizers will have to look to a younger generation of Iraqis to rebuild a professional army. Men such as 21-year-old Ali Nouri, who says he's eager to sign up when recruiting starts in coming days. Nouri says he's watched the U.S. Army at work in Iraq, and he's impressed, especially at how U.S. officers and low-ranking soldiers dress alike in the field. A U.S.-trained army, he hopes, will mean a bulwark against tyranny.
I hope the new Iraqi army will stop any person like Saddam Hussein from coming back and forming the same kind of dictatorship that Saddam had over the Iraqis.
Nouri graduated from the Iraqi Military College right before the war started. He asked a journalist, will Americans recognize me as a lieutenant because I've finished my military education? And what will the pay be? Eric Westervelt, NPR News, Baghdad.